deal for Amazon pales beside aid to Hudson Yards by Matthew Haig. At Hudson Yards, the expansive real estate development that is about to open in Manhattan, 7 floors of retail are occupied by Fendi, Dior, Neiman Marcus, and other high-end shops. Major corporations, including Warner Media and L'Oreal USA, will have their headquarters there. In the luxury residential buildings, one-bedroom apartments will rent for at least $5,200 a month. Or you can buy a 2-floor penthouse condo for $32 million, all thanks to the help of taxpayers. New York was riveted for weeks by a debate over whether Amazon should receive $3 billion in tax breaks and other incentives in return for setting up a headquarters in Queens and creating 25,000 jobs. But with far less public attention, the city government has, for more than a decade, been funneling even more aid to Hudson Yards, a 28-acre complex of gleaming office buildings and luxury residential towers that is one of the nation's biggest real estate projects in recent years. In all, the tax breaks and other government assistance for Hudson Yards have reached nearly $6 billion, according to public records and a recent analysis by the New School. The city spent about $2.4 billion to extend the No. 7 subway line to Hudson Yards and set aside $1.2 billion for about 4 acres of parks and open spaces called Hudson Park and Boulevard. The city council stepped up to pay $359 million in interest payments on bonds when revenue from the development, which was supposed to cover the tab, fell short of projections. As a result, Hudson Yards is perhaps an even more resonant symbol of the role of government in giving tax breaks and other incentives to spur development. In this case, two of the world's largest real estate developers, Related Companies and Oxford Properties Group, which together built Hudson Yards, have significantly benefited. Supporters of the Hudson Yards project say the government incentives will pay vast dividends by creating an entirely new business district, generating thousands of new jobs and retaining many thousands more. They point out that the No. 7 subway extension, the parks, and other improvements that the city financed will help make the Far West Side an overall better neighborhood.